This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So what has Allah Jalla Jalaluhu prepared as a thank you for them? Here is the reward. In the verses, they are concluded with أُولَٰئِكَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Allah said, for these people, أُولَٰئِكَ, for those people, they will be given the high mansions. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rabbi, make us residents of those high mansions. They will be given the lofty mansions because of their patience. And there in Jannah, they will hear greetings and words of peace. They will stay in there forever. Allah said, how beautiful is it as a place of settlement and residence. Ya Rabbi. Look at the wording. أُولَٰئِكَ. For those people. And this pronoun in the Arabic language is in reference to something that is far, far. So why is Allah saying, not whom, them, they, i.e. those who are far, to show you that how high their rank is, how lofty their status is, how different they are to the masses of the people. They are here. Allah says, for those all the way there, we will give them al-ghuraf, the high lofty mansions. What is that? We'll get to that in a moment. Bima sabaru, because of their patience. Allahu Akbar. An acknowledgement from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that everything you just heard requires so much patience. It's not easy. And notice how Allah has not told us patient doing what? Because of their patience. Patient doing what, Allah? It's open-ended to encompass every type of patience. Patience on the obligations of Islam, and the patience on the prohibitions of Islam, and patience on the painful decree, qadr, that may come your way. Financially, they're patient. Sexually, they are patient. Socially, religiously, they are patient. They are patient in every way possible. Hence it was left open-ended. And Jannah is only for the people of patience. And then in Jannah they will hear a word of greeting and salama, a word of peace. Ya Allah, maybe because in the life of the world, that's not what they heard. It was turbulence. Maybe it was war. Maybe it was bloodshed. Maybe it was mockery. Maybe it was people belittling them. Maybe it was a passionate fire of desire that they were always burying deep inside of their hearts, and fantasies they had put on the side in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was difficulty, it was war with others or war against themselves. Allah said there in Jannah, they will hear a greeting and words of peace. No more difficulty. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the people of Jannah, when they enter paradise, the first thing they hear is an announcement. What does the announcement say? إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُّوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيَوْا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. They will be told, you are going to be given health. You shall never experience illness again. And you shall be given youth. You shall never grow old again. And you shall be given happiness. You shall never be sad again. And you shall be given life. You shall never die again. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us amongst them. What are these lofty mansions, you may now say? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described these ghuraf, these lofty mansions. He said, Bukhari and Muslim narrate, Inna ahla al-jannati yatara'awna ahla al-ghurafi min fawqihim كما يتراءون الكوكب الدري الغابر في السماء من المشرق أو المغرب لتفاضل ما بينهم. The people of Jannah, paradise, they will see the inhabitants of the lofty mansions above them, the same way that in the life of this world we see the distant star, the distant planet in the east horizon or the western horizon, because of how different the grades are in Jannah. You think Jannah is a level playing field? Or is Jannah darajat, levels that go up in beauty? And what is the difference between one level and the people of the mansions? It's like that star that you look at today and you think, La ilaha illallah, how far are you? In fact, you are so far, I don't even know if you're still around. And that light that is coming to us may be delayed. That star could have disappeared. That's how far you are. That's how they see the inhabitants of the lofty mansions. And why not? Because they had lived according to such lofty manners, lofty akhlaq, lofty conduct. So Allah will give them lofty homes in Jannah. We ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to give us these ghuraf and to forgive our sins and to bless us with the patience required to act upon every one of these characteristics. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.